This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. NASA has begun 2019 in a big way. Its New Horizons spacecraft has snapped photos of an ancient icy object nicknamed Ultima Thule, a billion miles beyond Pluto. The scene at the Applied Physics Laboratory in the state of Maryland overnight was one of jubilation. It was 33 minutes past midnight when New Horizons got its closest approach to Ultima Thule from about 3,500 kilometers away. Spokesman Mike Buckley reflected the excitement.
It took 9 years after launch to get to Pluto and 3 billion miles. Now another 3 years, billion miles beyond that, we're now past Ultima Thule, outbound from the farthest object yet to be explored.
It is hoped that as early as Thursday, space scientists will get their first look at color close-ups of that mysterious icy object so deep in space. Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday. First order of business, passing a funding bill that would end the partial government shutdown. But the legislation will not include any money for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. President Trump wants $5 billion for his promised wall. And during a Fox News Channel interview, Mr. Trump said he is not conceding ground on the issue. With the president so deeply dug in and a Senate still in Republican hands, the chances are good the shutdown will continue, that the House Democratic bill will meet a dead end. As part of his farewell, outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis advised troops and the Defense Department's civilian employees to maintain their faith in America and continue to stand by the country's allies. The letter came as Mattis turned over the post to Deputy Secretary Pat Shanahan, who is now acting secretary. Mattis resigned on December 20th, following a White House meeting with President Trump, during which the two men disagreed on a number of basic issues, including the president's decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Syria. This is VOA News. 2019 was rung in with global celebrations, including a rainy night for revelers in New York City's Times Square. In Pyongyang, Kim Jong-un delivered his annual televised message, much of it clearly meant for the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says for 2019 he hopes to extend the nuclear summitry already started with President Trump last June. That's when the two leaders met in Singapore and announced they were in agreement over creating a nuclear-free Korean peninsula, although there were no specifics on how and when that might occur. Then the talks seemed to stall. In his New Year's speech, Kim also warned the U.S. not to test North Korea's patience with sanctions and pressure, also calling for a continued halt of military exercises with South Korea. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Russian Federal Security Service says it's arrested an American citizen, and that is suspected of spying. As the FSB tells it, Paul Whelan was detained as he carried out an act of espionage.